Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know what the American Pharmacists Association was originally called? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing burnout in the pharmacy and how to cultivate joy in the workspace while addressing burnout and clutter with Dr. Jessica Louie, also known as the Burnout Doctor. Louie has had a passion for pharmacy since high school, and through her experience, she has defined her burnout as exhaustion that is physical, emotional, and mental. In addition, a negative viewpoint and decreased self-efficacy are what led her to reach a low point in her career.
Near the end of my PGY2 in critical care and my first year in academia is when I actually experienced burnout. And back then, you know, 5-6 years ago, most people were not talking about burnout. So at the time when I was experiencing it, I didn't actually know I had burnout. I had to do a little research and investigation to actually put a name to it. But typically when we think about burnout, we think about the three classic signs. First is exhaustion, physically, emotionally, mentally. For me, that personally meant either spending more hours in the hospital than I was in my own home during residency. And that was self-induced. I was someone who took a lot of projects onto my plate research-wise, or that meant bringing a lot of work home, you know, especially my first year in academia. We all experience exhaustion in different ways. It can manifest then as either physical symptoms, you know, poor sleep, you know, migraine headaches, GI discomfort, all those different things you may be experiencing as your body reacts to it. The next sign was cynicism or a negative viewpoint. And that could mean that you start distancing yourself from team members or from your career path. And this actually happened when I relocated back to Los Angeles from Utah. And at University of Utah, their healthcare system and pharmacy practice system is very advanced, very cutting edge, and very high quality. And when I came back to Los Angeles, I wasn't finding the same progressive nature where pharmacists were working up to their highest level of their licenses. And that was something that, you know, was a transition for me as, you know, really helping people in hospital pharmacists realize that we have a lot of potential to work up to higher levels. And then finally, this symptom of decreased self-efficacy. You know, you have this low sense of personal accomplishment. Is your work really making a difference in this world? Is what a lot of people will ask themselves. And you know, a lot of people in healthcare may resonate with this. You know, you may have research projects. I had about 5-6 research projects during my residency programs, both retrospective and one prospective trial that I consented patients on. And it took a lot of hours. I poured a lot of heart into those research projects, gathering my own data, analyzing it, writing it. And it took a very long time for me to actually publish a lot of it and get it out into the world for people to use. And that's when I experienced in that low sense of accomplishment, you know, letting down your research teams, as it took nearly 2 to 3 years for most of that research to become published in journals that were not as broad scope as we'd hoped. So I think that, you know, those are the three classic signs, and I experienced them in different ways.
She turned to different coping mechanisms, such as shopping, to try and cure her burnout symptoms, where she spiraled with her spending habits.
Typically, someone will usually cope with stress or burnout in some way, and I personally coped with my own burnout by accumulating a lot of things. I shopped, so we'll cope in different ways, and I cope by shopping. That quick dopamine hit when you buy something. And I did that mostly by buying clothing, some home decor and things. And it kind of spiraled out of control until some life events happened and I realized that I needed to reset my own burnout.
In terms of declutter and burnout, Louie associates them both as areas to simplify your life and reset emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual clutter.
Honestly, I associate them very closely together, and it's part of my own burnout story because since I coped with shopping, I had a lot of physical clutter in my life. And when I really hit rock bottom, I realized that I needed to simplify And simplifying included simplifying that physical clutter in my life. So I personally found Marie Kondo and the KonMari method. Some of you may be familiar with her. She has a few books and her Netflix series. And I started simplifying my physical clutter first to reset my burnout. And then I applied the same methodology to resetting emotional, mental, and spiritual clutter in my life. And that means like how you own your time, how you approach relationships, financial health, and all those things. And I really think that clutter in general, even though a lot of people think, you know, maybe it's that physical item next to you right now, I really view clutter as really anything that's getting in our way of experiencing joy each and every day. It's really anything that takes away our energy. It takes away our focus from what's most important to us. So the research really shows that cluttered spaces can leave us feeling anxious or helpless. Clutter in different studies has been shown to be directly tied to stress levels and cortisol in our bodies. And this is especially true in women in the household. And of course, you know, you may have experienced this before where clutter is really affecting your ability to focus because there's just so much stimuli coming into your brain and competing with it and trying to process all of it. So I definitely think they're related and something that, you know, a lot of people have shared stories about how going to a simpler life or a minimalist life has really helped with different mental illness and mental health in general. And I'm a big advocate of that.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy hero Shady Zarnagin, lead pharmacist at a Rite Aid in Los Angeles, California. In addition to all the normal tasks of a pharmacist, Zarnagin has made sure to take the time to educate her concerned patients, even when there is no personal protective equipment available. She also ensures that none of her high-risk patients come into the store by having their prescriptions ready in advance and reminding them to use the drive-thru. Zarnagin has also supported her staff by encouraging them throughout the pandemic and stepping in for those who can't come to work. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. Out of everything Louie learned from her personal burnout and clutter journey, she likes to share the burnout method that she developed herself to help other pharmacists and healthcare professionals manage their own issues.
You know, through the last 6 years of going through my own journey and helping other people go through theirs, I created the method. It's called the Burnout Doctor Method. And it's a simple three-step process where you're really clarifying what's most important to you. And I really like starting with a clarifying step because, you know, you might have inherently known what's important to you value-wise, but may not be writing it down every day and saying it out loud. So really thinking about that and getting clear on that, I think is really important. And this can also be besides your values, you know, why you get up in the morning and things like that. And then the next step is simplifying. So I personally really like starting with the physical clutter and the simplify stage. That's why I'm certified in the KonMari method. And it can have really big impacts really fast. You know, just the clothing that you feel confident in can change your mood and your behavior throughout the day. And then thinking about, okay, the mental clutter. I associate a lot of mental clutter with our digital world and digital clutter. So thinking about phone notifications, email notifications, social media, how is that distracting you or how is that taking away from your ability to bring your best self and bring joy into the world is a way that you could start looking at that. Emotional clutter in our feelings. So thinking about how have you been expressing your feelings? Maybe that means expressing them through some journaling at the end of the day or some gratitude practices, writing down one thing you're grateful for at the end of the day. And it can be something very small. It doesn't have to be some big event that happens in our lives, but those add up over time. And then thinking about our spiritual clutter, thinking about our energy levels. So having this mindful pause, a lot of times we're go, go, go throughout the day. So having that mindful pause of, you know, how can I be present in this moment? You know, put away any digital devices, sit down with family, friends, colleagues, and really enjoy the moment we're in because time is really our most valuable resource here on earth. And finally, the last step of the method is alignment, really aligning our work into our life. So that work-life alignment, some people like to call it integration or harmony, and how work fits into our life. Because I think that a lot of times when we experience burnout, we have an identity crisis. I definitely had that where I viewed my whole life as it's all tied into my job title and all tied into my career success. But at the end of the day, we're all human beings and all of us view success in different ways. And it doesn't need to be tied to a job title or a profession. It can be tied to so many other things we do in our life. So reminding yourself that you can find alignment in other areas. So I like to think about, I call it the weekly joy check, but basically we're looking at 10 pillars in our life and seeing how those are in alignment, because if they don't feel in alignment, we don't know where to focus our time or energy. So other areas besides work and those 10 pillars include our health, our mental, emotional health, our family, our friends, our learning, our experiences, our spiritual health, our financial health, our partner or love, and looking at those different areas, those 10 pillars, and you definitely can rename them, and seeing how you feel in each area once a week, and then setting a goal if there is a one area or two areas that you need to focus on. So maybe that means you forgot to return a text message or a phone call from a friend last week. So you're going to put that in your calendar and be able to schedule something to catch up or devote some time to that because it's going to bring you joy. Or maybe it's a new hobby that you're looking at incorporating into your calendar and your time. So just making sure that you realize that work is not your whole life and you have that work-life alignment as part of your system. So that was, you know, a few overviews of ways that you can start tackling things in your own life.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The American Pharmacists Association was originally called the American Pharmaceutical Association. Founded in 1852, it was the first national professional society of pharmacists. It is currently the largest association of pharmacists in the United States, with over 60,000 practicing pharmacists, pharmaceutical scientists, student pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, and other individuals interested in advancing the profession. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.